When it comes to the topic of the cane corso versus the Dogo Argentino, it is impossible to say which one is better. While these two breeds have a lot in common, they have just as many differences. The cane corso and Dogo Argentino have unique needs based on their physical characteristics, personalities, and temperaments. Some dog owners seek the best of both breeds by adopting a cane corso Dogo Argentino mix. To decide between these two, learn as much about these breeds as you can. Cane Corso vs. Dogo Argentino, physical characteristics. The Cane Corso and the Dogo Argentino have a similar build but different coloring. Both are classified as large breeds and have lean and muscular frames. These dogs were built for challenging work, and it shows. The Argentino and the Corso breeds are both on the list for top 10 breeds with the most powerful bite. This trait proves useful for hunting and protection. The Corso and the Argentino have a common ancestor, the Mastiff breed. Each has physical characteristics that make them unique. The Cane Corso is a muscular large breed. The Cane Corso is a large dog with a lean and muscular body and long legs. The male Cane Corso stands between 25 to 28 inches in height and weighs up to 110 pounds. The Cane Corso overall is much bulkier than the Dogo Argentino. The female Corso stands between 23 to 27 inches high and weighs up to 99 pounds. Cane Corsos have a short coat of 5 standard colors and minimal shedding. This breed has a large mastiff-like head with pronounced lower jowls. They have long ears and tails that are traditionally docked. The Cane Corso may have a white marking in the center of the chest or patching in some cases. Due to their large, heavy stature, the Corso may have an increased risk of hip dysplasia. The Dogo Argentino is built like a tank. The Dogo Argentino is a husky dog with a muscular form and sturdy, high legs. One may mistake the Argentino for the Great Dane. They have large heads with powerful jaws and pronounced lower jowls. The Argentino is one of the most powerful dogs in the world. Historically, the Dogo Argentino has hunted big game animals like wild boar, wolves, and even mountain lions. They are tireless, intelligent, and agile dogs and are well suited to law enforcement and military work. This breed has a short coat that requires little grooming and sheds little. The breed standard is a pure white coat with one black spot on the head. This marking may only be on 10% of the dog's head to be eligible for show. While the Cane Corso has the look of a Mastiff, the Dogo Argentino resembles a pit bull. Cane Corso vs. Dogo Argentino, personality and temperament. The Cane Corso and the Dogo Argentino are both working dogs. However, they also require breed-specific obedience training and are not recommended for inexperienced owners. Both breeds make excellent family dogs when professionally trained and socialized. However, the Dogo Argentino and the Cane Corso differ in personality and temperament. The Cane Corso is loyal and steadfast. Cane Corsos are loyal, steady, and make great family pets. This dog is confident and intelligent but will attempt to dominate its owner if not trained. The Corso needs steady obedience training and a firm but loving hand to thrive. When professionally trained and socialized, the Cane Corso becomes devoted and is a playful and energetic companion. These dogs need a lot of exercises and need to be walked for at least 2 miles a day. They are good with children, but supervision is necessary for both the safety of the child and the dog. While a well-trained Corso with strong leadership is not aggressive, accidents can always transpire. Like kids, big dogs are clumsy sometimes. The Dogo Argentino is almost too protective. While the Dogo Argentino is loyal, please proceed with caution. The Argentino is so protective that they would die to keep their owners safe. Their deep affection for the adults and children in their homes does not often extend to strangers. With experience training and a focus on socialization, this wariness can be relaxed to a degree. However, if your household is a social environment with many visitors, the Argentino may not be appropriate for your lifestyle. The Argentino needs even more exercise than the Cane Corso and requires frequent long walks or play sessions a day. Without enough exercise and mental stimulation, the Dogo Argentino can become destructive. However, their deep devotion and protective nature toward their owners also make the Argentino an excellent service dog. Public dog parks or locations with smaller animals are not advisable, as the Argentino has a high prey drive and may injure or even kill. These dogs are not known to be good with smaller animals. Even the most obedient and well-trained Argentino may harm another creature if they run. A quick note about hearing loss and joint problems. The Dogo Argentino and hearing impairment. Dog breeds that have light or mostly light coats like the Dogo Argentino have a higher likelihood of hearing loss. Other breeds known to experience a partial or complete loss of hearing are the Dalmatian and the White Bull Terrier. An estimated 10% of Dogo Argentino puppies experience loss of hearing. When considering the ownership of a dog with a higher risk of hearing impairment, monitor your dog. Any signs of hearing impairment should be addressed as soon as possible with a veterinarian. Dogs that develop hearing impairment or loss of hearing will require specific training. Large dog breeds and hip dysplasia. Larger dogs like the Cane Corso and the Dogo Argentino also have a higher risk of joint problems and hip dysplasia. Hip dysplasia is genetic and reputable breeders take precautions to minimize that problem. However, even the best breeder cannot eliminate the possibility. Owners should be mindful of the risk of hip dysplasia and maintain regular vet checkups. Hip dysplasia is painful and requires surgery to correct. Alas, most dogs recover well with few complications.